This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of us sneeze quietly where we try to hold in our sneeze? Now, I don't remember what the hell I was fearful of as a kid, but I remember when I was younger, I tried hiding my sneezes. I did not want my mom to hear me sneeze. Now, I wouldn't get in trouble for sneezing. It wasn't that kind of fear. I think what it was she wouldn't let me go to school. And I hated being at home, and I loved school, so I would hide the sneezes. Well, now we're being told that if you do have a sneeze, don't hold it in, let it rip. And I would probably also say the same for gas, but right now the story's about sneeze. Apparently, a 34-year-old unnamed British man, we're not supposed to call them Brits. When I was in Great Britain, they said, don't call us Brits, call us the British. Okay? Anyway, 34-year-old unnamed man in Britain apparently had to be hospitalized because he held in his sneeze. So, the case report, being reported by CNN, is called Snap, Crackle, and Pop. When sneezing leads to crackling in the neck. And the report was published Monday in the medical journal BMJ Case Reports. According to the report, this man, who was previously fit, pinched his nose and kept his mouth closed during a forceful sneeze. He later told doctors he immediately felt a popping sensation in his neck. He didn't notice any problems right away, but a couple of hours later, he felt a pain in the throat and neck. Then it became swollen and his voice changed. So he ran to the hospital. Now, according to the doctor, Dr. Wan Ding Ying, he said this 34-year-old chap said he was, remember, this is in Britain, okay? So Dr. Yang said this 34-year-old chap said he was always trying to hold a sneeze because he thinks it is very unhygienic to sneeze into the atmosphere, into someone's face. That means he has been holding the sneezes for the last 30 years or so. This time it was different. Now, excuse me, Dr. Yang works in the Department of Ear, Nose, and Throat at the University Hospitals and Leicester NHS Trust. So she saw swelling in his neck, and when they examined the soft tissue, they heard popping and crackling. Yang said that meant that there were air bubbles getting into the man's muscles and deep into his tissue. Scans confirmed the problem. The test showed actual streaks of air in the retropharyngeal region and extensive surgical emphysema in the neck, anterior to the trachea. What does emphysema mean? Air within the tissues. So, while trying to hold his sneeze, he actually blew a small hole into his throat. Luckily, it was a very small perforation, and he didn't need any operation. When you sneeze, it's your body's protective reflex to get rid of an irritant that has gotten into your nose. With a sneeze, a significant amount of air pressure builds up in the lungs and forces its way through the nasal cavity to get rid of that irritant. So, a sneeze can propel mucus droplets at a rate of 100 miles an hour. So if you hold it back, the pressurized air has to go somewhere. So CNN reports that in this case, it injured the man's throat. They say in past cases, doctors have also seen a stifled sneeze cause sinus problems, middle and inner ear damage, ear infections, and even a ruptured eardrum. The patient was given antibiotics, had to be fed through a tube. By 7 days, he was able to get out of the tube, graduate from that, and then later able to eat soft food. Now, according to this report, this kind of sneezing injury is very unusual. Doctors have seen patients with similar injuries after coughing heavily and after vomiting forcefully. But you don't usually see some, you know, that kind of trauma if it wasn't, you know, caused by either an accident or a gunshot knife or whatever. That means the body can, I guess, exude a lot of force. So if you are worried about spreading germs, okay, Dr. Klein, who is director of the Emory Voice Center and chief of the Division of Laryngology in the Department of Otolaryngology, if you are worried about spreading germs with your sneezes, rather than holding it in, the best thing to do is avoid injury is to let it out. If you don't have a tissue, sneeze into the crook of your elbow, rather onto your hand. I would sneeze into your shirt. I don't really see how sneezing onto the flexural part of your elbow really contains any germs. I don't see that. So I would sneeze into your blouse, shirt, bra, whatever. Now, the patient will not have permanent damage. Doctors advise him not to pinch his nose in future sneezes. You do not want to bust your eardrum. You don't want to halt the sneeze. It's dangerous. Should be avoided. So now the big question is, what about farts? Okay? If holding in a fart will cause the same damage, well, here's the thing. You are not going to exude that much pressure. And the reason why is a sneeze is a sneeze that's coming. Okay? That we know. When you have to fart or burp and you hold it in, your pressure is much less. Okay? So let's, and sorry to be graphic, but let's look at a fart. Okay? Now, in order to do that, some of you push. Some of you, because I don't fart, okay? Of course girls fart. But anyway, we just don't like to make a, you know, public issue or announcement about it. But the average person, when they want to get the fart out, sometimes they can't control it. It just comes out. But actually, some pressure has to happen. Some sphincter action needs to push it out. That's going to add to the force. You guys remember your physics class from high school? Okay. Maybe there's some torque. Maybe there's some amplitude. I don't remember all my physics terms. But in order to get that fart out, there'll be some extra force. If there's airway resistance because of hemorrhoids or a tight sphincter within the anus, more pressure will be released as that fart extrudes. Okay? Hence sound. If there's less airway resistance, less sound. It'll be like... See? Okay. I don't know how to do the silent farts. I remember as a kid being able to do them. I can't do them anymore. So holding it in will just cause some backup pressure, but I do not believe you're going to perforate your colon. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, David Allen Turpin, 57 years old, and Louisa Anna Turpin, 49 years old, are accused of holding their children captive in a California home in filthy conditions with some shackled to beds in chains and padlocks. The 17-year-old managed to escape on Sunday from their home in Paris, California, called 911 from a cell phone she found in the house, and she claimed that her 12 brothers and sisters were being held captive inside the home by her parents, according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. The parents are now charged with torture and child endangerment. Scheduled for a court hearing, bail was set at $9 million for each. It was not immediately clear if the suspects had attorneys or whether they had entered a plea deal, but we are looking at a couple of whack jobs. This is frightening. From what we understand, they tried to portray themselves as the perfect family. The kids all looking happy, etc. They posted photos on the cells with their 13 children. They renewed their wedding vows, went to Disneyland together. The couple's children always seem to look like, you know, all in the same clothes, similar haircuts. Okay? The faces are covered in this because we want to protect their identity. And the grandma said they were all dressed alike when they went out. Apparently the family really loved the idea of, I guess, it looking like, I don't know, what family was that? Not Brady Bunch. Brady Bunch only had 6 kids. Anyway, it was a lot of kids. And grandmother said it was for protective reasons. When they went out, the couple would line the children up according to age, and the parents would take their positions at the front and the back of the line. That is a lot of children for 2 people. And so maybe this was their initial way of, I guess, like animals, very scary, but like animals, probably lassoing them. And what's the word for it? What do the cowboys do to kind of keep animals all together? I forget what it is. Anyway, but why would they padlock them? Herding. Excellent. Thank you. Herding. Sorry, I haven't heard of cattle in a long time. So why would they be to this degree? You know, you can herd your kids. I herd my kids. I have 2 of them. And me and my husband, well, try to herd them. Even the dogs and the cats. That's what you do. You herd your children. But when they're 5, when they're 6, when they're 7, okay, they could walk next to you and hold your hand. So a 17-year-old was able to escape, get some help. Sheriff deputies went to the home, found 12 victims who appeared malnourished, very dirty, with several shackles to their beds, dark, foul-smelling surroundings. All of them looked like children, police said. The officers were surprised that 7 of them were actually adults. The ages range from 2 to 29. The adults are being treated at Corona Regional Medical Center in Corona, and the 6 children are being treated at Riverside University Health System and Medical Center in Moreno Valley. Neighbors said they knew a large family lived there, according to CNN affiliate KBC. They never saw any of the younger children. They said the kids would emerge occasionally at the same time to work on the lawn, but then would head back in together. Well, neighbors said the kids appeared very pale-skinned, almost like they never saw the sun. The grandmother said the entire family would go on vacation together and had yearly passes to Disneyland. She said it was a highly respectable family. Well, something's kooky. Very kooky. The entire family took several recent trips, 2011, 13, and 15. They renewed their vows at the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas. The children joined them in 2013 and 2015 for renewals. Not sure why they had to renew their vows a couple times. In one ceremony, you could see the girls in these purple plaid dresses, white shoes. And that's also kind of confusing in that that's not really a style of today. These plaid dresses look like something from the early 60s. Not really sure. The boy haircuts look like the old Buster Brown haircut, like a bowl on their head type of thing. The girl's hair was all long, almost looked identical in length. What's very interesting and creepy about this is if you look at all the girls, their hair looks almost the same inches down past their shoulder as every other girl. Very confusing. So, the girls apparently are laughing in the video and all that, and they look like a happy family, but something is kooky. And now, hearing this, I would have looked at them saying, okay, the dress doesn't seem right. And does the average kid want to be in a group with their brothers and sisters wearing the same thing? I once tried to get my boys matching Dallas Cowboy shirts. It was the coolest looking shirt. I couldn't decide. It wasn't because I wanted the boys to match. It's because this was a really cool looking Dallas Cowboy shirt. And I didn't want to look like favoritism with either boy. So I'm like, look, I'll just get a smaller size for Brock and a bigger size for Stone. They wouldn't wear the same shirt together. No way. No way. So they wear it at different times, but they make sure to not wear the same thing at the same time. Now, in the 70s, I remember having to wear the same dress as my sister. I remember my mom making us wear the same two dresses. That was something I guess they did back in the early 70s. By the 80s, we didn't do that. We had more individuality and we were older. But in the 70s and maybe even back in the 60s, I don't know, I wasn't born then. That might have been a thing to do where you had brothers or sisters dressed together. This way, you could keep an eye on them, etc. I just didn't do that with the kids. I mean, the only thing maybe I did was at Disneyland, my husband thought of putting them in a very, very bright shirt. Okay, like an off, like a fluorescent yellow or a fluorescent orange, so we could see them a mile away. And that, I think, is a smart thing to do at Disneyland when they're young. But then when they're older, I'm like, leave us alone. So anyway, I guess an attorney represented the couple at a bankruptcy hearing, said there was nothing ordinary about the family. David made $140,000 per year working as an engineer at Northrop Grumman. According to bankruptcy documents, his wife's occupation was homemaker. They had about $150,000 in assets, $87,000 from 401 plans. So they obviously had some competency. If he was able to work as an engineer, if they were able to save money. But they did start accruing debts, mostly credit card debt, had a foreclosed house. So the questions that come to play is, how do two people have mental illness to the degree that they would starve and abuse their kids? Now, what ends up happening is there's a dominant factor, okay? Either the mom or the dad. And the spouse, for fear of their lives, or for fear of them being under the wrath of this abusive person at home, goes along with it. So when you'll hear of these, you know, kids getting beaten by dad, and you're like, why didn't mom do anything? Or you'll hear about mom doing crazy things, and where was dad? Why didn't dad step in? And sometimes it's selfish. Sometimes they start to, being in a marriage such as that, they start to go crazy. But we have two people here that need to be, assuming they're found guilty, not only locked up in jail, and these kids given better homes, and you have a 29-year-old children there as well, that need to be reintroduced to society, but you need them in getting major psychiatric help. And what really stinks is if it wasn't for somebody escaping, we wouldn't know. Which makes me think that there could be tons of other situations such as this. Now, what would the psychiatric diagnosis be? Now, we're not supposed to be doing armchair psychiatry. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm not going to get in trouble with the American Psychiatric Association, but they're 1,000% correct. You're not supposed to sit here without examining somebody and giving somebody a psychiatric diagnosis like people are trying to do with Donald Trump. Or people were trying to do with Obama, etc. But what sort of diagnosis should we be looking for? What should we be looking for as concerned citizens when something like this is happening? Well, a child that's very, very pale, I'd be thinking anemia, not getting proper nutrition. And like this neighbor said, they're probably not getting a lot of sun. These are not kids that play outside. Now, you can't say a parent not letting their kid play outside is abusive, per se, because if that family member dealt with somebody who died of melanoma, they are going to be freaked out having their children get exposed to the sun. I get that. Okay? That doesn't mean they're necessarily abusive. But do kids need an element of sunshine? I believe they do. Now, it's not scientifically proven, but I think kids need sun. Kids need to be outside. They need fresh air. These kids aren't getting fresh air. So, maybe guidelines need to come into play. But the thing is if a parent locks up their kids and homeschools them, who watches the kids? Who comes out and does visits? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, love. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So scientists have discovered pathogens in your dishwasher linked to food poisoning and fatal heart infections. So get rid of the dishwasher? I don't know. But I think the way we do our dishes is pretty lazy. And we'll throw dishes in the dishwasher that aren't completely washed. Hence, we could be getting some real, real nasty bugs brewing there. They say, according to this, that E. coli, which causes life-threatening food poisoning, all right, could be lurking in our dishwasher, according to a Slovenian study. They said the bacteria can be fatal with people with reduced immune systems, those undergoing chemotherapy and organ transplants. They say bacteria and fungi are also entering dishwashers via the tap water. So not only can food that sits there and rots collect these bacteria, but you could also get them from your unsterile water. Researchers are recommending that people reduce the risk of infection by allowing dishwashers to cool before opening them up and wiping their rubber seal after every use. How many of you guys wipe down the rubber seal of your dishwasher? I don't. The researchers from the University of Ljubljana in Slovenia analyzed 24 rubber seals in dishwashers in privately owned homes. And they also investigated the water supply in the dishwashers. Results revealed that many dishwashers contain bacteria, including the E. coli, the Escherichia, and Pseudomonas, which causes a lot of lung infections, and skin infections as well. Acinetobacter, which can cause infections of the urinary tract, skin, heart lining. So bacteria not only were issues that they found, but also fungi, like Candida. Candida causes thrush and yeast infections. So the researchers warned that these pathogens could break free into homes via the hot air produced at the end of the dishwasher cycle. So when you open up that dishwasher and you get that poof of steam, that could spew out these bacteria that might not have gotten killed from the hot water rinse. People should therefore avoid opening their dishwashers until they have cooled down. They say pathogen exposure can be minimized by wiping the rubber seal that surrounds dishwasher doors after each cycle, according to Daily Mail. This will prevent the bacteria and the fungal buildup. Microbes often lurk on the seal, as is a protective environment against a hot and humid inner dishwasher. So, cloudy drinking water could contain the norovirus, we're being told. In more than 10 studies, they found a link between cloudy water and acute GI illness, gastrointestinal illness, according to Drexel University in Philadelphia. They said not only norovirus could be in cloudy water, if your water from the tap comes out cloudy. Now, I see bubbles, and then when the bubbles subside, but I always worry if it's not the bubbles and if it's something cloudy in there. They say also Giardia and Cryptosporidium could be within your water, causing vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea. And water gets cloudy because of floating material. Now, none of us should be getting cloudy tap water. If you do, you need to start getting some filters ASAP and even call the water department, because most likely if your water is cloudy, so is somebody else's. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A 6-year-old has died from rabies after, quote, an experimental treatment. His name was Riker Roke. And the boy's father, Henry Roke, confirmed his death on Sunday on the Today Show. He apparently was scratched by a bat who was sick that the little boy found, placed in a bucket on the family's porch. The family's pit bull and cat might have also been infected, according to a local sheriff's office at the Orlando Sentinel, or told the Orlando Sentinel. Immediately after Riker was scratched, his father had to wash his hands, which should have decreased the chance of infection, according to the CDC. But Riker was afraid of shots, so his parents didn't get additional treatment. All kids are afraid of shots. But there is immunoglobulin that we could give you. And that is a vaccine that we would give you if we thought you had rabies. But you got to give it quickly. By the time he arrived to the emergency room about a week later, he already had hallucinations and convulsions because rabies infects the brain. Once you begin to exhibit signs of disease, survival is rare. They say only 10 people, according to the CDC, have survived rabies after showing symptoms. Most of them had received the vaccine at some point before or after they were diagnosed. On Friday, the Florida Department of Health confirmed to Newsweek that a case of bat-related rabies had been reported in the state and that the person did not receive post-exposure treatment. And then, if it is too late, there are some doctors that give something called the Milwaukee Protocol. The Milwaukee Protocol was invented in 2004. The treatment requires a person receive drugs while they are in a medically induced coma. They say a 15-year-old girl from Wisconsin was the first to survive after receiving the treatment. But one paper criticized the technique in 2016, saying that the drugs have changed over time and that the treatment has failed more than 30 times. Two of the people in the U.S. whose survival was attributed to the protocol in the last 10 years did not have antibodies for the rabies virus in their blood, meaning they might not have ever been infected with rabies in the first place. But it is an alternative protocol, and I believe that's the protocol they tried to use on this kid that didn't work. They say only one or two people die of rabies in the U.S. each year. Before Riker, the last person to die of rabies was a 65-year-old Virginia woman who was bitten by a dog in the U.S. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also scary. We're being told that California hospitals are facing, quote, a war zone of flu patients, and some of them are setting up tents. This is being reported by LA Times. And the influenza A strain, known as H3N2, is making people so ill in California that thousands have shown up in recent weeks in hospitals struggling to fight the infection. According to Anna Okte, she was struggling breathing in December. She had a 102-degree fever and a cough that wouldn't let up. And this was probably a secondary infection of pneumonia to the flu. She's 49 years old. She was flat on her back in bed for 10 days. Now, a big problem that we're going to have with this is the average person is not going to get antibiotics for getting the flu, and they shouldn't. You don't treat the flu with antibiotics. You treat the flu with antivirals, if that. Now, we talked about yesterday how there was a little six-year-old girl that started to be suicidal and hallucinate, tried to jump out the window when she took Tamiflu. I don't think Tamiflu per se makes you suicidal, but the flu might have been so bad that she was delirious, and that on top of the medication made her almost jump out a window, and luckily the mom caught her. But we still recommend an antiviral medication for those people that will not be able to fight the flu on their own. However, if a pneumonia ensues, that could kill you. It's not that you die of the flu per se, but you die of flu complications such as pneumonia, dehydration, delirium. So, we need to be aware as medical professionals, and you need to be aware as a patient, that if you have a cough that doesn't go away, just like that 21-year-old boy that died, that could be a pneumonia, and not treating with antibiotics could be deadly. They say hospitals across the state are actually sending away ambulances, flying in nurses from out of state, and not letting children visit their loved ones for fear that they will spread the flu. Surgeries are getting canceled, and now tents are being erected in parking lots of hospitals in California so they could triage the hordes of flu patients. According to Michelle Gunnett, a nurse who oversees emergency services for Southern California, says those are all creative things we wouldn't typically do. But in a crisis like this, we're looking at. So, staff members at Torrance Memorial Medical Center have been working long hours. Some patients are incredibly ill with multiple strains of the flu. You could get two different strains of the flu at the same time. And a lot of them have pneumonia. Pneumonia is also contagious. So apparently there's a big, giant brown camping tent at Loma Linda University Medical Center. I'm looking at that tent. Several hospitals are treating flu patients in these surge tents. Now, again, remember, California doesn't get as cold as other places. So you could pretty much be outside. It's about 65, 70 degrees. Add a heater into the tent. And you could actually make a makeshift triage center outside in California. That's doable because of the way the weather is. Right now, they are treating more than 60 patients a day on top of who they're treating. H3N2, like we talked about with Dr. Deuce, is more virulent. Since October, 42 people in California under the age of 65 have already died. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Tuning in, we really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we are being told that the Black Death wasn't spread by rats, but by humans. One of the worst pandemics in human history, the Black Death, along with a string of plague outbreaks that occurred between the 14th and the 19th century, was spread by human fleas and body lice, according to a new study. When it was previously suggested it was rodents whose fleas transmitted the bacteria behind the plague. They say, according to CNN, these are the main culprits behind Europe's second pandemic of the disease. It saw a string of outbreaks occur in succession. Now, plague is caused by an infection by the bacteria Yersinia pestis, typically spread through the bite of infected fleas, frequently spread through the bite of rats who cause bubonic plague. Symptoms include painful, swollen lymph node called the buboes, as well as fever, chills, and coughing. Now, there's a pneumonic plague, which is more virulent and damaging because you get this lung infection and you could transmit it person to person by coughing and sneezing. Outbreaks still occur today. There was an outbreak of pneumonic plague last year. Remember Madagascar? Affected more than 1,800 people. I remember a woman in Lake Tahoe got pneumonic plague from her cat. Her cat was sick, was on her chest, and she's like, oh, poor baby. Little cat was coughing on her. Cat died of the plague, and then a few days later, so did she. Well, to understand the historic outbreak, scientists from the University of Oslo modeled the three transmission routes for the disease, rats, airborne, and human fleas and lice, looking at mortality data from the 9 outbreaks that spanned the second period of the time period of the second pandemic. And their analysis found that these human ectoparasites, like fleas, reflected the death trends most accurately. So the spread of the plague back then was because of body lice and fleas on humans. So human ectoparasites were the primary vectors. But not the fact that rats ran around Europe and bit people. So the study uses mathematical modeling to try to determine how exactly the plague spread. That's according to Raina McIntyre, professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of New South Wales in Australia. She was not involved in the study, but she commented. And so, for those of us going, oh my God, we don't want the plague hitting us again, if it was more of a lice issue and flea issue, we may be able to contain it more. Rats, we have a tough time containing. But humans having, you know, lice and fleas, we could kill lice and fleas. We could quarantine humans, get them cleaned, put them back in the house. We may be able to work with that. I believe that's where the Ring Around the Rosie song came from. You know, Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. I think that song came from the plague. You'd have, these petals in your pocket because the smell would be so bad. And then ashes, they all fall down. They would burn the victims. I could be wrong, but that's what, you know, unfortunately happened back then. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a British tourist that went missing in the Negev Desert in Israel, and they think he had Jerusalem syndrome. Have you guys heard about this? A 29-year-old British tourist was last seen in November, and they think he is suffering from a disorder called Jerusalem syndrome. He had been cycling through the Negev Desert in southern Israel, and I guess hikers found his wallet and laptop. The Telegraph reports that a trail of pages torn from the Bible were found, along with notes that McAfee had made, which led investigators to believe that he had deliberately gone into the desert. There were references to the story of Jesus going into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. It has been suggested that McAfee, reportedly a devout Christian, may have developed Jerusalem syndrome, where people experience religious delusions. Apparently it's more common than we think, about 50 cases a year. And it's enough for a psychiatric hospital in Jerusalem to become the designated treatment center for tourists, the majority of them Christian. There was a spike in reported cases that came up to the millennium, and an interview in 2011 by a psychiatrist at the hospital reported seeing an average of 2 to 3 cases a year. 1969, Dennis Michael Rohan, an Australian tourist, set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, believing he was on a divine mission. His actions caused riots across the city. There have been men convinced that they were Jesus or John the Baptist, women believing they were the Virgin Mary. Israeli psychiatrist Yair Bar-El, an expert on the condition, co-wrote a paper for the British Journal of Psychiatry in 2000, and he described those affected. He said most people who experience it do have underlying psychiatric illness, such as schizophrenia, that drove their decision to travel to holy sites in the first place, perhaps in some kind of messianic quest, or they had a condition like a personality disorder. They say more controversial is this idea of a true Jerusalem syndrome, that otherwise healthy people with no history of mental illness will come to Jerusalem as a regular tourist and then be overcome with this mission. Between 1980 and 1993, there were 42 patients who fit into this category. Almost all had, I guess, the common denominator that they came from ultra religious families. So, I've been to Israel, and boy, does it blow you away. It is amazing. Just, you see all people, all ethnicities there. The Muslim section, exquisite. The Western Wall, we don't like to call it the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, right, of the temple that exists, that still is up there. Going there and praying, you just really get consumed. The Sepulchre of Christ and there's so much Christian artifacts and history there. You're overwhelmed. And you cry. And being in Israel is amazing. Anybody that has the opportunity to go there, I suggest you do. It blows you away. But when you're there, you really shouldn't feel like God is telling you to do something. You may feel closer to God. Some of us believe we talk to God. Some of us believe God talks to us. That's fine. But you may be, I guess, what would be normal, shall we say, or very common, is for you to feel compelled to take a different track with your life. You may feel that, there's a higher power than what you thought was in place. And you may not want to sweat the little stuff. You may feel like you need to do good. You may feel like you need to be a better person. And so you may leave Israel more mission-driven, which is fine. But to go out into the Negev desert, possibly die, thinking that God wants you to find the burning bush, or, search for more Dead Sea Scrolls, going to the, that could border on schizophrenia. And I was asked if certain people with schizophrenia could have a closer relationship with God. Do we interpret it as mental illness, but could they be listening to the other side? Are there people that can't listen to ghosts? Are there people that can't? Ghosts was on a few nights ago, right? Remember Whoopi Goldberg was able to talk to ghosts? That's hard to say, okay? Because somebody with delusions or severe mental illness will claim things happened when they didn't. And they really, really believe them. Okay? And many of us have no idea what the other side is like. And you wonder, sometimes you do wonder, even the medical field, are some of these people right? Are they actually having premonitions? Are they predicting the future? But when these people will claim, okay, well, the world's going to end, or this is going to end, or whatever, and then it doesn't happen, we're like, okay, they're wrong. But we've seen enough movies like Evan Almighty, where he predicted the flood and the Noah's Ark thing, and he was right. So what I say is, look, don't start diagnosing people with mental illness. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect them. But if somebody has a belief that they think God is talking to them, that's not going to hurt anybody. If they turn around and do something that hurts themselves or hurts others, that's a problem. And we've seen that with very, very crazy people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.